kids after or during?
You know something? I know Miriam is actually teaching one of the Sunday school classes, so she has a dual responsibility here. If you want to do a little bit in terms of what Miriam would be here for, and then dismiss the kids.
Okay.
Or, I mean, my suggestion is just do the whole thing, and then you'll have the time that you have with the kids.
Okay. Thanks, Peter.
You bet.
Salaam alaikum. That was very good. I came from over here. Yes. Salaamu alaikum. Alaikum salam. Yes. Yes. Don't peace to you. That's the Arab greeting. Very similar to the Hebrew one. And if you were listening carefully, the correct response is to invert those two words. So I start with salam. Salaamu alaikum. And you say alaikum salam. Great. Well, it is great to be here. Every time we come, something's a little bit different. You're either in a different school, or I notice now there's a steeple. It looks really nice. It's great to be here. I think let's just go for it, huh? We'll go for it. We thought to start. Most of you don't really know us. We've been here 3 or 4 times. It's great that this church took us on when we were already on the mission field. You guys didn't know us from Adam and Eve, and we are so delighted that you want to invest in the Muslim world. But let's just start with a look back. I'm going to try to stick my hands up as we go. Marian and I are very different people from a very different background. Marian is from Holland, from a large family, a family of 9 children, Dutch Reformed. She came to know the Lord as a young person in a camp. I'm an only child from outside of Boston. Only child doesn't mean spoiled, though I got myself in a little bit of trouble, I think. Those are pebbles in our kitchen floor a long time ago. I don't know when that was. We met in Bible school, Philadelphia College of Bible. It was also during those years that the Lord put missions on our hearts. I spent a year in Israel. That really very much impacted me and drew me to the Muslim world. We were married shortly after that in Holland, in Amsterdam. And in 82, 30 years ago, we went out on the mission field. One child, and that was the start. The following year, we lived in 4 different places, in France and also a little bit in Morocco, doing language study, doing book tables. I hated book tables, but we did book tables, just giving the word out. I think we missed a few pictures there. Anyway, okay, now we're already ahead to, let me just complete what I was saying. So we did book tables. Our family grew to 3 kids. Oh, yeah, because that's right. It's because I'm Italian. That's why. Yeah. Sorry. I need to put, that's all right. No problems. Okay, let's hold it there for a moment, will we? So, basically, that first term was preparation, learning languages. Then we went to Morocco. That was the goal. Following up of Bible correspondence course students that we, a media work that at that time was doing Bible correspondence course students, and we followed them up, people who were interested in the Bible, and a small group, Bible studies and fellowship in our home. Then we went across the channel to Spain. Our daughter was struggling in school, so we had her in an English school there. My responsibilities continued looking after the work in Morocco, following up with teams and just making sure things were going all right. One other thing was bringing in literature, Arabic literature, Bibles, and we used... you see all the way on the right or the left, this couple would smuggle in Bibles in their little camper. And then up to today, since 2006, we've been in Marseille, France, with an Arab with a media work. It's now called Arab World Media. I might ask the question, why media? 3 years ago as well, I think I asked the same question. If you had any doubt, and if you've been following the news, which I'm sure you have, Facebook has been one of the main motors of this so-called Arab Spring or Arab Winter. It's been Facebook that has helped to defriend these various rulers in five different countries through the networking, the social media of Facebook and other things. So operating from France and three other sites, we are have this as a goal, targeting young people aged, say, 18 to 35, through new media, with the goal of, through these new disciples, spawning church planting movements. What is new media? Well, new media, of course, is Facebook, it's YouTube, it's all the things that young people know about and us old people are learning and sometimes struggling with. We have a website. It's called Marifa. That means knowledge in Arabic. It's a website in Arabic and basically targeting, again, young people. The black letters are from John 8. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You're not going to read any of that, but that's all right. Basically, it's very interactive. We're not trying to cut down Muhammad. We're not trying to attack Islam. We're basically trying to make Jesus interesting to many people in the Arab world that are searching. You would be surprised, the numbers that are searching. We're talking about things like marriage, about jobs, about, you know, many Muslims are struggling with, what is really Islam? Is it about violence? Is it about peace? We deal with frequently asked questions. You see the flags across the top. Each country, each Arab country, has its own page. So you'll have, for example, songs from the country. There are prayers that are made for each country. So basically, it's taking literature, audio, and visual, and making them, exporting them on the platform of these two website and another one for mobile phones. We're going to look at one clip very quickly. It's a clip that's targeting the UAE, which is the Emirates, trying to find, again, an issue that interests, that would speak to young people. If we could play that.
عجايب أصرف في زمننا أنا الصنب ضايع مثل الملا واليوم صار عشق العاية شوف طريق نوم صلى شوف العجايب أصرف في زمننا أنا الصنب ضايع مثل الملا واليوم صار عشق العاية والغاية سلمة
Who am I? Tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are.
That's my problem. Who are my friends?
The issue of one's identity. Arabs and all across the Arab world are struggling with some of the Western things that attract them, with the often traditional Islam that they've been brought up with. And then where do they get their information? Who are my friends? So taking that, putting it on Facebook, putting it on our website, just to engage people, that from there you can get onto some spiritual truth, from there you can get onto the gospel, and from there you can get onto a follow-up visit. You'll have to go back to the PowerPoint. It's all frozen. Oh, great. Well, let me tell you, let's just think in terms of response. Just a few examples of the kinds of letters we get. Someone from Libya writes, it's here. Okay. I was just going to say with that slide, you get, generally it's young guys, but also we do have women that do write to us. Different kinds of responses. One from Libya writes, I would like to meet some Christians here in Libya, but they must not be Libyans, and it must be done in complete secrecy. You know how sensitive and dangerous it is. Another person from Morocco, a bit further along, and someone who's come to faith, writes, peace and grace to all who work on your site. It's been a great blessing to me. And it's helped me to grow in the Lord. I've been a believer since 2006. And he talks about meeting some people on a chat room, and how that through that he was able to meet local believers, and they've been a great blessing to me and helped me grow in my Christian life. I just wanted to encourage you. Wow, that's great.
So it's nice to get positive replies, but we do get a fair amount of very aggressive and negative ones. This one is not too bad. Enough. We know all about your religion. Don't try to fool people. Someone from Oman. Another one, maybe not negative, but on the other hand, there's a lot of positive in this for the network of people that correspond with these people that write. It's someone from Palestine. He says, Salam, or she says, Assalamu alaikum. I am a Muslim who has become interested in Christianity, and I have some questions. I wonder if you can help me and whether God can guide me to the truth through you. I often hear from Christian brothers that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for the sake of mankind. But what puzzles me is why should we worship a God who was not able to save his only son? How will we be able to save us and rescue us from our enemies or make us prosper and give us life? Why worship a God who is too weak to rescue his own son? Very interesting material for someone to work with and give the right answers. We are in Marseille, a beautiful city on the Mediterranean, or not so beautiful city, with a lot of immigrants. In the early 60s, this building was purchased. In the 50s, radio work was done in North Africa, in Tunisia, Algeria, and Morocco. In the late 50s, the governments didn't want missionaries to do this Bible broadcasting anymore, and quite simultaneously, these three countries asked that this be stopped. So the field leaders of those three countries at that time put their heads together, and under the guidance of the Lord, they chose to move everything to Marseille, and eventually bought in the early 60s this building, where that was an old cheese factory, cream cheese, and lots and lots and lots of tens and tens and thousands of Bible correspondence courses were sent from there, and radio programs were broadcast and then sound at Transworld Radio. We still use that same table that stood there in the 50s for making cream cheese on. We have a team of people in Marseille, and this last spring we lost 7 or 8 of them due through all kinds of different circumstances. And you're wondering by yourself, is that what's God in that sense doing, downsizing us, because other locations where we also work from, Beirut, Cairo, should they grow? Some little things we do there at the office, covers for books, the mail that still comes through, which is maybe barely a basket full every week, overseeing home improvement projects of the building. Another thing involved that John is involved in is distribution, and I don't know if this looks familiar to any one of you. It's in Arabic, the NIV Study Bible. And production made between our mission and some other missions is a movie of about an hour on a Kuwaiti, three buddies in childhood, and one becomes a Christian later on in life. And the dialogue he has with his father, with his family, and his friend who has become actually rather fanatic as a Muslim. All this material that has been made over the past 50 years was put on a hard disk so it can be used by people on the field and multiplied to the quantities they want to multiply it. We live in Marseille in a big 15-story building on the 6th floor. And from there, we can do things locally, a camp in the summer, a children's club, and it is a real encouragement to take children from downtown Marseille, often from a Muslim background, to a camp that we have in the springtime. Also, a local event that takes place every year, more and more organized by North African believers, a get-together in which they sing, have a roundtable discussions, panels, and just rejoice in being together. Our local church, who sends their greetings, every year we see baptisms, and an exciting thing for us is the outreach that has started to take place in a neighborhood about 10-minute walk from our church, where a lot of immigrants live, through streets, to soccer, what I call street evangelism, kind of meeting social needs in that neighborhood, but then trusting that from that we will be able to meet spiritual needs. Here's Aisha, the first lady, on the right, and through that ministry with the church, we've come in contact with her as well, and her brother. They're both deeply disturbed from a very difficult childhood, so a lot of wisdom is needed for God to be victorious in their lives.
Thanks. Just to finish with a couple challenges and opportunities. Cell phone technology is just taking off, and it's a fantastic the opportunity that gives for downloading things. This is the mobile site that we've started. Going back to this Seekers DVD, if you compare the number of hard copy downloads versus downloads, maybe 1,000 of these DVDs are given out in a year, but from the stats we're seeing this year, it looks like 80,000 will be downloaded. That's fantastic. And that also shows the spiritual hunger that's there. A challenge we have is that we are actually in 4 locations. We're working out of Marseille, but we have 2 teams in the Arab world, 1 in Cairo. Young people, which is what we need, Arabic speakers who are obviously in touch culturally as well. And also we have a couple in Beirut. The big issues there are just the struggles with the difficult political situation. Christians are feeling very vulnerable in Egypt. Our couple in Syria, are in Lebanon, are actually Syrian, and they're just weeping over the country that's just falling apart there. Marion mentioned this big building now that we have in Marseille. Teams are getting smaller, big challenges. Well, what do we do? Do we get rid of the building? That's something that I need to work a bit through. We've merged. 2 years ago, we merged with Pioneers. I believe you support another Pioneers couple as well. We're getting to know them. We like them. One challenge, though, is that Pioneers doesn't have really much of a fundraising mechanism for things like institutions. They're very flat organization. Everything is through teams. So that's one challenge we have, is just funding the media work. Our director, on whose shoulders a lot of that rests. Finally, our kids. We saw pictures of them earlier. Now they're grown, they're adults. I'd like to ask you to pray for the one on the left, Stephen. We're going to see him. He's in Los Angeles. We'll see him over Thanksgiving. Stephen is not walking with the Lord. We really ask that just the Lord would give us opportunities to share with him and just encourage him. And of course, we'll close with the grandkids. That's what it's all about. Thank you very much for your support, your prayers. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.